Hands up if any of you like playing games. Yes. Right, and what sort of games do you like to play? What's your favourite game? What do you like to play? Hide and seek. That's a good game. Hands up if you like hide and seek. I think that's a great game, isn't it? Shall we play that this morning? Maybe Jacob, you'd like to hide for us this morning. Okay, I'll put my hands over my eyes and I'll give you 10 seconds and I want you to hide, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Right, I'm coming. Now where is he? Where could he be? He's not under there, is he? Is he under there? Under the seat there? He's not under there. Can't find him anyway. Wonder if he's gone up in the pulpit.
He's not there?
No? Well, I don't know where he is. Should we call him? Jacob, where are you? Jacob? Jacob, where are you? Come on then. Well done, Jacob. That was a fun game, wasn't it? We all like playing hide and seek. But I wonder if anybody can tell me, who were the first people to play hide and seek? Any ideas? Who invented the game in the first place? There were two people who played it. Well, they were called Adam and Eve. They are the ones who thought up the game. And do you remember how God put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, didn't he? It was paradise. It was heaven on earth, a beautiful place. But there was something that God said that they shouldn't do. What was it? Tell us then. That's right. They were told that they could eat the fruit of all the trees except one tree. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, right in the middle of the garden. God warned them on it. So there was only one rule to obey in the Garden of Eden. And what did Adam and Eve do? That's right. They ate from that tree. They disobeyed God, didn't they? They did a very naughty thing, something they should not have done. And they took of the fruit. And they started eating it. But you know, all of a sudden they heard footsteps coming towards them in the garden. It was God coming. And so what do you think they did? What did they do, Jacob?
Ate them.
They ate the fruit, and what did they do when God was coming? They went to hide, didn't they? Yes, they went to play hide and seek. And we read that they ran away, and do you know what they hid behind? What did they hide behind? What did they find to hide? There wasn't a door there, was there? What did they hide behind then? Did they hide behind a hippopotamus? No. What did they hide behind? Not some leaves. Something bigger than leaves? Tree. They hid behind the tree. They found big trees, and they thought they could hide, and God wouldn't see them there. And do you know, God came into the garden and he was looking for them and he couldn't see them. And so God called out to them saying, Adam, where are you? Where are you? You see, it was the first game of hide and seek. Adam and Eve were hiding and God was seeking. Now who can tell me, why did Adam and Eve hide? Where did they hide from God? Why do you hide when you do something wrong? Sure. Because they've been naughty, yes. It was because they were afraid. They were afraid because they thought God was coming to tell them off. God was coming to punish them and to hurt them for doing wrong. And so they ran and they hid. But you know, the amazing thing is, God didn't come into the garden to seek them in order to hurt them and to punish them. God came because he loved them and because he missed them. And because he wanted to be with them, and he wanted to be their friends. They should have come out into the open, shouldn't they? And they should have owned up to what they had done. And they should have said to God, we've done wrong, we've disobeyed you, we're sorry. But they didn't. They ran and they hid, and God came looking for them. And do you know, we're exactly the same, aren't we? Because we're all like Adam and Eve. We've done wrong. We've done many things that are wrong. We've hurt God. We've broken his laws. We've sinned against him. And we try to run away, and we hide, and we try to cover it up. And we don't want God to know what we have done. And we think that we're all right. We think that he hasn't seen us. But you know, we can never hide from God, can we? Because God's everywhere. And God sees all things. He sees our hearts. He knows what we've done in secret. He knows all about us. There is no place where we can run, where we can hide from God. And you know, God loves us. And he has sent his Son to seek us and to find us and bring us back to him. And you know, all that we need to do is to come to God and to say sorry. We need to confess our sins. We need to say, Lord, we've messed up. We've done wrong. Please forgive me. And you know, when we do that, he will immediately forgive us. And he will wash us clean from all our sins. And he will receive us as his friends. And one day he will take us to that lovely place in his house in heaven forevermore. So the game of hide and seek is a good, fun game to play with our friends, isn't it? But we should never play hide and seek with God.